Hey, you. No. Over here. Ugh, stupid music. Hey. Come over here. Let's get out of the music. I need to talk to you. No. Yeah, over here. In here. Come on. I'm sorry, this music is, like, terrible. There. I think that's better. So, you're probably gonna throw your drink in my face, or slap me as soon as I ask this, but, I mean, can we just admit this party sucks? Everything about this, everything here sucks. The music sucks, the drinks suck, everything sucks, but the only reason that everyone is still at this party is because there is nothing else to do tonight. So, me and a couple other guys have kind of taken it into our own hands. We are, we're setting up a party upstairs, if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. And you can probably guess why I'm actually talking to you. This is the part where you're probably going to try and kill me, but would you like to possibly join the party? No. Not all at once. Wait, no. Just, at least not to begin with. Nothing like that. So it's me and four other guys. And basically, they're, I don't know how to explain it without just sounding terrible, but they're each going to take a turn with you, if that makes sense. So we've got a room upstairs that you can kind of, like, get comfortable in and all that. And then each guy is going to get 10 minutes with you to basically please you as much as possible. There are a couple rules, but it's mainly just for us. Well, there's only one rule, and it's just for us to follow. We're not allowed to come until everyone's had their turn. I know it's kind of weird, but it'll just make it better. Just trust me. At the very end, you will realize that I'm right. And that sounds terrible, but I'm sorry. It's just one of those things that I can't really explain. But you just have to trust me, a complete stranger at this party. That, yeah. Anyways, if you are interested, then, you know, follow me upstairs. It's actually just in the first room on the left. Really, you are? Oh, okay, you are interested. I guess I could have assumed that, because you aren't trying to kill me right now, or trying to slap me, or throw a drink in my face. But, okay, so if you just want to follow me, it's just right upstairs here. Yep, right on the left here. By all means, after you. So, basically, you know, like I said downstairs, or like I just said, there, it's me and four other guys. I'm basically going to help you get ready right now, and then I'm going to send the next guy in. So each of the four other guys are going to have roughly 10 minutes with you to basically please you as much as possible and as many times as possible. I'm sorry in advance, but you are going to probably ruin that dress. So I'm sorry this is going to sound creepy, but you might want to actually strip, you know, you might want to get out of that dress. I know you probably don't have much on under it, but your dress, if you were to keep it on throughout all this, you're probably going to ruin it. Just, I mean, it is a beautiful dress. It's a beautiful outfit. Just, I'd hate to see it get ruined just because of stuff we've done. Anyways, though, after I've helped you get situated a little bit and, you know, got you comfortable and whatnot, I will send the next guy in, and then just after that, they're going to come in one after another. They're each going to get roughly 10 minutes with you to basically please you as much as possible. They are not going to, at least they're going to try to not to come. If they do, then they're going to, I guess you'd say, be punished. We don't really know in what way. At least not yet, because we've never ran into this issue in previous parties that we've set up. Yes, we've done this before. That sounds actually kind of creepy, so Sorry. But just realize that everyone at this quote-unquote party upstairs is focused on your pleasure. So, God, that sounds very creepy, and I'm sorry about that. But we're all focused on your pleasure. We're just here to make sure that you feel good. If you have any special requests, then I'll take them. But the rest of the guys, they're kind of dead set on what they're gonna do. So, it's not gonna be anything super. It's not gonna be anything weird. I promise you, we're not gonna like break out an octopus, break out a bunch of like tentacles. It's gonna be kind of vanilla. I mean, oh, let's wait. It's not. We're not gonna like walk out with a like double cocks or anything. We're not gonna walk out with like a 10-foot long dildo and make you just take it. Yeah, sorry, I'm kind of nervous because you are the first person that has not actually tried to kill me when I've suggested this, so I don't want to blow it, and I probably am. Anyways, though, why don't you just lie down, get as comfortable as possible, just kind of relax. Like I said, your dress is probably your outfit, your dress, whatever you want to call it, is probably gonna get kind of ruined, especially as the party goes on. So you might want to just kind of strip down to your bra and panties if you have any on. If you don't, then you can probably just leave the outfit on for now. So some of the other guys are probably gonna ask you to take it off, but at least for now, I'd keep something on just to give those guys something for their imagination to think about. Anyways, though, so lay back, relax, and if it's okay with you, I will send the first guy in. He's kind of nerdy, and at the very first, he's nerdy, but he knows what he's doing. So, the first minute or so isn't going to sound very, he's not going to sound very confident, but trust me, he is. As soon as he gets going, you are going to be in a world of pleasure, and it's only going to get better from there. You might want to, we've got some towels and whatnot. I have a feeling that you're going to, almost like this bed, the bed that you're sitting on right now will probably be soaked by the end of this. So, get ready to have some fun. So, I'm gonna send the first guy in, and if you need anything, just holler and just have some fun. Enjoy the party. One thing before I go, I should mention this. At the end, we are all going to, I guess you was, well, we're all gonna come together to, well. Come together. So, at the very least, you're going to want to have your dress off then, or else it's going to get just completely ruined. So, I'm going to send the first guy in. Have fun.
Hi. So we're now alone in the room together. So are we alone if we're together? 'Cause it's just the two of us. Just the two of us. You and I. The song, guess not. Not a fan of music. Oh. Good. Well, never mind. I've never done this before, so Oh, no. I mean, I've done it before. I've been with girls or ladies. 'cause you're a woman. Yeah. We're both adults. Consenting adults. Yeah, you're right. They'd be disappointed if nothing happened. But I didn't think that you would be at all interested in doing anything. 'Cause I mean, look at you, you're like, wah. And then look at me, I'm like, bruh, you know. So you just didn't think, you know, you're like, yeah, so, okay, that just happened. You slapped my face, and, I've kissed before, and you really need to stop. We can't keep going if you're going to be hitting me. Hey, those are my glasses. What? Okay, let's just put them on, yeah, on that. Is that a table? It's a milk crate with, like, a board on top of it. Okay, it's a table. I'm sorry. Oh, hey, come on. What? Really? We're gonna... No, it's just... We can't... Okay. Oh. Really? Okay. I'll grant you that. Is there really any other kind of Princess Jasmine costume? No, I mean, aren't they all sexy? Oh, I'm sorry. This is a slutty Jasmine costume. What's the difference? It just looks like a Jasmine costume. Oh, the fact that it just comes off like, oh, like that. Yeah. Okay. I get it. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Very, very nice. That. Oh, my God. And you, there's no hair. I know that that's like, that's the style, the fashion, the trend, and I've never seen that. I was in high school, and, you know, the girls, they never, you know, wow. Oh, you're touching it, and you're already really wet. Oh, yeah, it's my toga. Toga! No, not, well, I guess kind of it is Caesar, but going for Animal House, Bluto, Blutarski, you know, Food Fight, When Am I, Am I It? No, nothing is over till we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Oh my. Do you consume any media produced after the year 1990? Yeah, okay, yeah, you see, there were things created, okay, I can shut up, oh, yeah, you're making me really glad I wore a sheet, toga, whatever, huh, yeah, it feels good, it feels really good, Oh, fuck. Yeah. Beg? I don't beg for it. I can't beg. Ah! Fine. I'm just, because you tried and you didn't really slap me very well, so I'm just gonna go with that, because if I complain too much, you're gonna get up and... Oh! Huh. Fuck! What the hell? Why do you keep hitting me? Seriously! Huh. Well, yeah, it feels good the way he's... on your fingertip, like... Oh. It's really... really But... okay, see, that was pretty weak. But I prefer those weak ones to the really... Oh, don't slap my cock. That hurts. No, I don't like pain. Well, that's good for people who do, okay? You can find those people and you can slap them till they're red as tomatoes. But me? I don't like pain, okay? It's not my thing. I make vanilla seem exotic, okay? I'm really, really tame. I just, you know, missionary position. Oral is That's kinky for me, you know? Put our naughty parts in each other's mouths? Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kinky for me. I don't know if I could. I mean, there was this one time I was at work and I got caught under the desk and she didn't have any and she didn't. Yeah, so it was really kinky because I had to eat her out at work and I'm like, oh my god, she came and it's like raging waters and like going down the water slide and it's like bloosh in my face. I'm like, wow, did I do that? Like, did I do that? Oh, never mind. My cultural references just aren't. Careful, 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 careful. Those are my testes. That's my perineum. It's my asshole. Okay. No. I don't need a prostate exam. Thank you. Oh. Well. Sorry, forgot to turn my head when I coughed. Oh, okay. No, I can do this. I can do this. Oh, it feels really good. No, you probably should stop because I'm gonna come, and that was the one rule. I can't come. Oh, fuck. Oh. Nope. Milking. Remember the rules. Holy shit. Fuck. Holy shit. No. It's still really uncomfortable, but there is a modicum of pleasure attached to it. I'm just not used to having a finger in my ass while having my... having my cock stroked. Oh my god, it sucked. Oh, stop. Oh. No, you have to stop. Because I said so. I don't want to break the rules. If I come, then there's going to be trouble. Oh. Mm-hmm. Just, okay. Again with the fucking hitting. Alright, that's it. I'm done. No, because you're hitting me, and I'm about to come. If you touch me again, I'm just going to explode fucking hair trigger right now. Yeah. It was lovely. Maybe I'll see you downstairs. Yeah, I'll make you a drink or something. I don't know how to make a fucking drink. I don't know. I'm just going to go. Okay, maybe we can... Yeah, if you want, we can, like, hook up later and you can finish the job. I'm just gonna see myself out. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
God, I was chopping in the bits to finally get my fucking turn with you. Don't worry about those other guys. In a couple minutes, I'm gonna be your toy. What do you want me to do first? You want me to lay on the edge of the bed? Alright, head facing the other side. Fine. And what are you gonna do? You wanna grind your cunt on my face? Well. Starting strong. Please do. And you're already naked, so. Make some breaths. Yeah. No, you don't want me to be left out. That's fine. If you just want to shift your way on down, then I'll keep taking care of you while you do that for me. Oh, that's the spot. Oh. Wrap your tongue like that. Hey now. Getting a little adventurous back there. Yeah, I like that. Stick your finger right there. Yeah, just prod a little bit. Why'd you stop? That felt great. Oh, you wanna ride me for a little while? All right. Just shift like this. All right. Oh. Now that I'm getting a pretty good look at you, you look fucking. Oh. Okay. No more talking. Fine. Yeah. I'm your fucking tool. Am I a good tool? Oh. Am I a better tool than them? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah, pinch my nipples. Yeah. Oh, I get the whole package, don't I? Ooh. Ooh. No, no, no. Don't stop. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, bite me. Bite me and scratch me. Yeah. Oh, you kind of scratched the mare a little hard there. Whatever. Be as rough as you want. Yeah, keep up with that. Keep up with that. Oh. Well, I'm glad you got some priming from those other guys. Is this damn easy to get into you, eh? Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that was an insult. Oh. Okay. No, keep the claws in. Whatever. Keep the claws in. I don't give a shit. Maybe I want to make you mad. Maybe I want to call you a slut. Yeah, treat me like trash. That's why you're in this room with me. Keep it up. Keep it up. Oh. Yeah. Get off. Get off.
Are you wet already? It seems so. You know what I love to do to you. It's after kissing your lips like this. Move down your chin, your neck. Biting it a bit. Down your breast. Your tits. Biting it a bit. And then spread your legs. Raise them and place place your legs on my shoulders, because I want you to come, my dear, on my tongue, licking your wet pussy. My tongue play with it. Don't you? Harder. Harder. No, this clit is mine. Those fingers. You're so wet.
Anxious. No, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. You can't see me. I'm in the shadows. I'm just a voice. I know you've been wanting this for a long time. You pretend to be such a good girl. That you're so innocent. We both know what you really are. Good girls don't get so wet in their panties like you do. Tell me, how many times have you touched yourself while you listened to other men fuck girls you could only dream were you? Do you like the feeling of me whispering these words? Hiding in the shadows, always there by your side. Can you feel your clit beginning to swell? Your moist cunt beginning to get so wet? We both know what you really are. You are a filthy little whore. Eager to please yourself for me. You're probably already touching yourself by now. I want you to listen to my every word. Let every single word wash over you and wrap you in ringlets of pure lust. Do as I say, and I promise you an orgasm that couldn't get any better. Unless I was there myself, touching you, whispering to you. fucking you. I promise I will make you squirt, pretty girl. Now I know by now that you're starting to throb. Your hungry little clit betrays you. But don't come yet, my pet, until I tell you to. I have so much more exquisite pleasure to taste from your hungry lips. First, I want you to strip. Take off your clothes. But leave your panties on. Do it now. There is a blindfold on the pillow next to you. Put it on. That's it. Such a good girl. Lie down on the bed. What was that? A shiver? Are you scared, little girl? Good. Fear and desire. Two sides of the same coin, darling. Don't even think about touching yourself yet. Is there a slight chill in the air, making your nipples hard? Or is it the sound of my words, creeping ever so slowly into your dirty, filthy little mind? Do you feel tiny goosebumps going up and down your body and your back, like my fingers would be if I was there? Because I know how much you would like me to touch you. But I want you to touch yourself. I want you to feel your curves. Feel how smooth and soft your skin is to your fingertips. Run your hands up and down your soft, creamy thighs. Trail your fingertips from your hips to your knees. And back again. You're trembling, little one. Don't even dare think about touching your clit. You don't deserve that yet. Those hands better not even brush against it. Now, start gently rubbing your hands over your tits. Cup your breasts. Present them to me. Feel their softness and their weight. Squeeze them. Take your nails and gently draw around your nipples. Feel them rising. Oh, was that a little tremble? Yeah. You're quivering, little one. How does it feel? Teasing your nipples erect with your fingernails. Why don't you flick them for me? Just gentle, light flicks. Oh. A shudder. You like that? Squeeze them for me. Are they hard to the touch yet? Wouldn't you like it if I was there to gently nibble and bite and tease them for you? Of course you would. Why don't you pinch them for me now? That's it, just like that. Flick your fingers across them. Feels good, doesn't it? Now, do it harder. Good girl. Tug them. Tease them. Twist them. Good girl. Are they starting to feel tender now? I'm sure you would love to have my tongue circling them. Licking and sucking each one. I can hear your soft whimpers right now. But we've only just begun. Trail your hands slowly down your chest. Follow a line to your belly button. And stop when you reach the waistband of your panties. Are they getting uncomfortable yet? A little squirm. I suppose that means they are. Are they wet for me? I know how badly you want to take them off, but you have to earn that. You have to prove to me that you want to obey me. Now, trace your fingers on the outside of the fabric. Feel how soft and smooth it is. Gently run your finger from your ass to your slit. Oh, don't touch that little clit though. Now, suck your finger. That's a good girl. And trace warm, wet circles on the inside of your thighs for me. Gently. I want to hear your frustration now. You want so bad to touch yourself, but you know you can't. You know you dare not. Not just yet. I'm sure you're nice and warm and tingly. From that little squirm, I can tell they're getting uncomfortable. Oh, what a shame. But I'll be generous. I will allow you to slide your hand just inside your panties now. Oh, is that what you want? But don't touch your fucking clit. Don't touch my clit. Just gently trace around my clit. That's it. Such a good girl. A very good girl. I'm sure your wandering little fingertips are glistening with your juices. Why don't you taste them for me? Just a little lick here and there. I want you to know what a willing slut tastes like. My willing, wanton, filthy little slut. Oh, did you just gush? I can see the stain spreading on your panties. I think you've earned the right to take off those soaked little undies. Go ahead, darling. Remove them for me. Slowly peel them down your thighs. And spread your legs for me. Spread them wide like the true slut you know you are. Don't try and be modest with me, darling. I want you to present yourself like you would if you thought I was going to get down on my knees and fuck you with my tongue. Is your aching clit throbbing? Oh, bet it is. Start to rub yourself for me. Feel how good it is that I finally let you touch it. That blush spreading across your cheeks, warming your chest, tingling in your tummy. Tease your shy little clit. Make it come out to play, little girl. Stroke the tip. Just the tip. Brush your clit lightly. Squeeze it gently. Part your pussy lips with your fingertips. Open your moist petals to me. Now, keep doing that. Such a good girl. Feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Are you throbbing? Is your little button aching so badly? I expect you're oozing wet now, drenched. Play with your hot little honey pot for me. Oh no, not yet. Rub your sweet, sweet little pussy. Make it purr, little girl. While I count down. 10, 9, faster, 8, 7, come on now, faster, do it for me, 6, 5, harder, fuck your hand for me, finger fuck yourself. 4, 3. Come on, you're so fucking close. Feel those electric waves shuddering through your body. 2, 1. Stop. Don't touch yourself anywhere. Move your hands away from your body. Do it now. Are you tense, my pet? You're breathing so hard. I can see how frustrated with me you are right now. Oh, the language you use. Who would know that you knew such dirty little names? Such a horny little slut for me. You would do whatever I wanted. Of course you would. Did you picture me while you were touching yourself? I'm sure you did. And you've been so good so far. Maybe now I'll give you a real reward. You may come. Touch yourself again. Feel your throbbing clit as it pulses with every stroke. Finger fuck yourself for me. Ride your fucking cunt to the edge of eruption. Waves of pure pleasure ripping through you. Go on. Put 2 fingers inside your sopping cunt. Clench your pussy around your fingers. Imagine it's my cock. My thick, fat, hungry cock. I want to hear you come for me now, slut. I want to hear you say thank you for me allowing you to do this. I want to hear you moan. Tell me how much you want to please me. Beg me to let you come. Beg me, you little fucking whore. Imagine my cock thrusting in and out, pulsing with want. Angry, throbbing, fucking need. Full balls spurting hot ropes of thick, creamy cum into you. Now, fucking cum. Oh. Oh, look at you. You're quivering. Oh, you're so. Your juices are dripping down your thighs. But remember, you are my little fuck toy. No one else can make you come like that. You're mine now, pet. I own you.
Well, darling, we've all had our turns with you. But now it's only fair that we all come together to, well, come together for you. Enjoy the show. And this is where you're going to want to take off your dress, because it's going to get absolutely ruined. Maybe you like that, though. For everyone to see just how much of a slut you are, with 5 different strangers at a party. Let me get the rest of the guys in here.
Now it's my turn to own you.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That feels so fucking good. Oh, yes.
It's so good for me.
Yeah. Wait,
thank you.
Fucking trinket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
fuck.
For nearly an hour. We'll make sure to call you next time we have one of these parties.